From our studios in Nashville, Tennessee, we bring you Ask WWCR, a bi-weekly program that discusses the operation of WWCR and various topics of interest to all shortwave listeners. Ask WWCR is hosted by WWCR's operation manager, Brady Murray, and WWCR's frequency manager, Dr. Jerry Plum. Now, for the broadcast around the world, here's the current edition of Ask WWCR.
Welcome to Ask WWCR, program number 538, intended for broadcast September the 2nd through the 16th, 2020. I'm Brady Murray, and I'm joined telephonically once again by Dr. Jerry Plummer. Doc, how are you?
I'm doing good, Brady. You know, I was thinking about it, 538. I think me and you started these at about the low 220s or something like that.
We've been doing it for a while.
Yeah, no kidding. You doing all right?
Yeah, I'm doing all right. I know which number of Ask WWCR we're on this week instead of doing 2536.
Yeah, those numbers, they get hard to deal with sometimes. You know that?
There's a lot of stuff going on right now, you know?
It is.
Or for some folks, not much of anything going on.
Yeah. Well, I know you've been pretty busy lately with a lot of things that, you know, just normally keep you occupied. And of course, in the midst of all this virus stuff, you kind of just have to be double careful to make sure that everybody's protected over by you.
We're doing our best. We've got all of our cleansing and sanitizing equipment. We're in a good place to be if you're going to work, though, Doc, because there's no reason that you have to be very close to anybody for the most part.
Right. You're right. I know that one of the very first things you told me, because you trained me back when I was working with you, you said, you know, you don't have to really be around anybody except you and yourself in this studio, if that's what you got to do. So you told me, you said, you know, you could do hour-longs, and that's a good time to study or make tests. And you're right. You don't necessarily, social distancing is kind of built in.
I think we're second only to the long-haul trucker, you know?
Yeah, I think you're right about that. I do.
We've got different entrances, exits, and we can stay apart. We just
sure do. And you got the studio separated. Yeah. So by definition, when somebody's running a shift, they are in an area that nobody else is going to be around. And so it works out pretty good like that.
Well, Doc, we have several new broadcasts to talk about on this program, and I thought maybe we need to get right to it because there are truly
several.
Yeah, let's do
it. That's good news. It's always good news. New broadcasts is always a good thing.
All right. In no particular order, let's start here with Dr. Brenda Graham.
Okay.
And the program is Word Seeds. This is going to be a program that comes on at 8 a.m. Central, Sundays, on 13.845. So that's, once again, 15-minute program. Dr. Brenda Graham, Word Seeds, 13845. That's 8 a.m. Central. Doc, help me with the UT there.
Oh, let's see, 8 a.m. would be what, 13, soon to be 1,400 later on this month? No, next month, right?
Next month, right? We decided it was going to be on the 25th of October that we would implement the
new. I was working on that yesterday. It sure was.
Fair enough. Next, we've got Pastor Philip Lee, and the program is His Way Out. This is going to be at on 15825. 7:30 a.m. Central on Friday.
Okay. 7:30, that's 19, that's 24:30 or soon to be 25. Oh, 1:30. 15:825.
I think, Doc, that frequency is doing real well right now.
I think it is, too. It's you know, you and I were talking about it yesterday. When we're making these decisions about timing and stuff, we often use listener input and broadcaster input to help us make decisions over how long to run a frequency, and we've been noticing about 15825.
Yeah, I have some good reports on 15825. We get good reports across several different frequencies, but 15825 is
right.
Definitely coming back.
I think you're right. Yeah.
In fact, to shift gears real quick, this is from August 23rd. He says, hello from Germany. I just listened to your program, Focus on the Family, and enjoyed the discussion. And that was 2136 to 2158 UT using an ICOM ICR71D from Germany.
Yeah, that's kind of like you and I have R75s. That 71D is kind of like what we got.
Anyway, right there on the spot, we've got one 15825 from Germany.
Yeah, no kidding. You know, that's been a good frequency for as long as I can remember, you've been around a little bit longer than me on CR. Did we used to have another 15 instead of 825? Do you remember?
We're coming up on the anniversary of having lost that, Doc, because the frequency was 15685.
15685.
And this is just the way that I remember it. It was not terribly long after 9/11/01 that we lost the use of that and had to adjust to 15825.
So that was one of those where there was like a some government or Mars or something like that that forced us to leave 15685.
I don't think we were given any explanation whatsoever. But if I was going to guess, Doc, I would say that we proved it worked for that long range. I don't know.
Yeah, I think you're right. Well, that says that we've had 15825 for, gosh, over 15 years. It's done real well. It's been a good selection. You know, like you and I say, if you can find an out-of-band frequency that you don't get knocked off of, it's kind of like being clear channel.
Absolutely. And I think we've got another 15 that we've got sort of in the works. 15s, I think, you've studied pretty deeply.
Yeah, we got 795 if we needed it. But we kind of hate to move it because so many people know about 15825. But
if it works, don't change.
These two broadcasters, you got both of them, we put on 15825, I believe, didn't you?
We do. So far, we've got a 13845 and a 15825.
Okay, so, I got you.
Let's move along with that. There's another gentleman, Doc. I don't know if we mentioned him. He's been around for a couple of months. His name is Tody Arterberg. He has been with us Monday and Friday, CR3, at 7 p.m. Central.
Okay.
And he's going to add now Monday and Tuesday, 3 p.m., transmitter 2, which will be 9350.
Yeah, 9350, that's right.
This is Tony Arterburn and Wise Wolf Gold and Silver Exchange. I've listened to the program. It's a pretty well-done show.
I believe I've listened to that on a Friday night. Did you say it was also on a Friday night?
Monday, Friday at 4840, and now adding Monday, Tuesday, 9350. And this one's also interesting because I got an email about this program after its very first airing from someone who wanted to know more about him and how to support him.
Well, that's good. I'm almost positive I heard it last week. And I thought that's kind of interesting stuff, you know?
You know, he's based out of Branson, Missouri. Brings back strange yeah, ancient memories of mine from a trip to Silver Dollar City when I was a kid.
Branson is a place that's kind of like, it's got a lot of musical stuff for a small area, and it just kind of blossomed over the last.
Yeah, I think it was billed as kind of like a second Nashville.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, Doc, all kidding aside, you know, I'm not a big Missouri guy because, you know, Kansas and Missouri don't get along too good, but that particular area in the Ozarks and Table Rock Lake, that area is, it's pretty good stuff, really. You can't beat the scenery.
What was you over there for? Country music or something?
Some little family trip to a place called Silver Dollar City. It's kind of like a little Dollywood or something. I don't know. It was years ago.
Wow.
But I've been skiing on Table Rock Lake before, and that really is good stuff.
I've been to the Ozarks maybe twice, and I remember it was nice country.
Yeah, it can be. It can also be the kind of place where you just move right on through.
Yeah, it's kind of out there, you know. I've never been to Branson, Mr. Arterburn, he's from Branson, huh? That's where he's based out of?
At least operates out of Branson, yeah. But
good, so he's going to go expanding with us from 2 days to 4 days a week.
Yeah, and that's just based on what's available for him on shortwave. I think he'd like to have 5 days across the board.
You know, it kind of makes sense because with the way the Federal Reserve in the United States has been working with the knocking the interest rate down, gold has made a big resurgence, you know?
I see that it's at roughly 2,000 an ounce, and I saw that it was Bank of America had it projected up to 3,000.
Yeah, I saw that. I can see where he could reach a lot of potential sales because the interest rate's almost nothing, and gold is priced has escalated a lot in the last year.
Mm-hmm.
That's good timing for him.
Doc, do you remember a show we used to have on our local medium wave years ago? can't think of the name exactly right now, but this would have been maybe early 2000s. And you tell me if my memory is just clouded here, but I think that on that particular show, they were talking about gold at about $200 an ounce.
I think so. And that wasn't Terrence Sullivan, was it?
No, I can't think of the name. And I don't want to mention it because it was somebody who sold gold. Bought and sold gold.
Yeah.
And, they've been gone for a while. But I think the number at that time was about $200 an ounce.
Man, if you had bought a pound of gold back then, that'd be worth something today, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would.
Boy.
No doubt.
It would.
Hey, Doc.
Oh, that's
before we run out of time, I've still got more.
Okay, sorry.
We've got Scott Lane and the San Antonio Bible-Based Science Association, a program called Believing the Bible. And once again, Doc, this is going to go into the hot spot of Sunday morning on 13.845, 9:45 a.m.
Out of San Antonio, huh?
Yeah. Live Oak, Texas, it says. Yeah.
I'll have to listen to that this week.
But wait, there's more. One more. Dennis Hodges and the Church of Yeshua. I don't want to embarrass myself. I asked Chris the proper pronunciation, and I don't really have it down. So I don't want anybody to think that I mean any disrespect when I mispronounce.
Where's he based from, Brady?
He is based in California, and the title of the program is Heavenly Hope. And this is, again, going to be 15.825 on Saturday morning, 7 a.m.
Oh. So you've got new contracts for broadcasters scattered all across America, basically.
Yeah. Some folks really are seeing this. I get it. If funding is tight, if you've got nobody able to show up to church, we've heard stories of people who are having more in terms of giving. I guess people are more aware of it because they can't meet for church. Some meetings in church are very small, but some folks are doing well and some folks are struggling. And I think that those who have the means to broadcast are seeing that as a very good option.
I think it is too. Because you get those that can broadcast get a whole new voice that they didn't have before with a lot of the churches shut down because of the virus.
Doc, we're about out of time. We've had a phone ring and a train pass by, so some of our more critical listeners will note those things. But we're still making it on the distancing and not being anywhere near each other. But I don't know. Gosh, I got to think somewhere or another we could set up somehow out in a yard or something when it cools off a little bit.
Yeah, I really, really miss being over there cutting these SCRs with you. I understand why we're having to do it, but I'll be glad when this is over.
I will, too. At least maybe the possibility of something outdoors when it's not just miserably hot or, like right now, just terrible thunderstorms every afternoon.
Well, as we go into September, October, I bet we can pull it off because the temperatures will drop. Maybe we can do it because I'm anxious to be back over at the radio ranch.
We'll talk to Phil, the engineer, and see what he can set up. For now, that's all the time we've got, and we'll talk to you in about 2 weeks.
Ask WWCR is a bi-weekly presentation of WWCR Incorporated. If there are questions you would like to have answered during the show, send them to WWCR 1300 WWCR Avenue, Nashville, Tennessee, 37218, USA. You can also send an email to askwwcr at wwcr.com. That's askwwcr at wwcr.com. Be listening for your questions to be answered on future editions of Ask WWCR.